Good afternoon. You are listening to Sonatas and Soundscapes, the daily classical music show from South Carolina Public Radio. This production is made possible in part by the Paul M. Angel Family Foundation. I'm Kate McKinney, your host, and I'm broadcasting live from the Wells Fargo studio here at South Carolina Public Radio. This Saturday, the Spartanburg Philharmonic Orchestra opens their season called One Legacy, which honors Maestro Sarah Ioannidis in her 12th and final year with the ensemble. Under Sarah's leadership, the orchestra has grown immensely and has become a truly integral part of Spartanburg's cultural life. I had the chance to speak with Sarah over the phone about a bit of everything, and I began by asking her, of course, about her musical background. Growing up, she studied on not one, but four instruments, the violin, piano, French horn, and voice, and she was surrounded by the records that her father would always play. But it wasn't until her teen years that she really began to think about conducting.
Certainly when I was a teenager in youth symphony, I was really filled with, you know, the love of music and its impact and effect on people, including myself. And that sort of led me to become a conductor, really. All those different perspectives and also curiosity and interest about the whole language of communication, from rehearsal technique to how to take a piece apart, put it back together, how it's constructed, the orchestration makes it sound a certain way, which instruments the composer picks, to the very natural way of communicating a phrase, which can be different from person to person and from conductor to conductor, the style and tempo and all of these things, making music a kind of living, breathing, feeling entity, you know, like an extra sense, as it were.
This Saturday, the Spartanburg Philharmonic Orchestra opens their One Legacy season. And by the way, Sarah and I will be conducting a pre-concert chat at 6:15 in the auditorium prior to that concert, if you're interested. This Saturday's program includes Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, Brahms' Symphony No. 1, and a piano concerto by Kenneth Fuchs. Fuchs is a living composer, and this is the third time that the Spartanburg Philharmonic Orchestra has presented one of his works. I asked Sarah about her method of programming and about this Saturday's concert in particular.
I always try to have something on the program which is new and exploratory for the orchestra or for the audience or for the soloist. I like to bring to light new works that I believe should be heard. And I like to pair it with pieces of repertoire that have been loved for hundreds of years. And so this program is very emblematic of my style of programming.
And of course, this new piece on Saturday's program is the piano concerto Spiritualist by living composer Kenneth Fuchs.
Kenneth Fuchs's music is extremely lyrical. A very lyrical composer. He's a singing voice. It's directly from the heart. For me, his music connects with generations after generations of really wonderful composers, and the particular influences of Ravel and Prokofiev and even Benjamin Britten. And I think that people can be afraid when they see a new composer and think, oh, I won't like this. But, you know, contemporary music these days is very different to what it was 50 years ago. Most of the composers are not out to frighten or to create atonal, complex web of, you know, just something that you can't grasp and it can't necessarily get you first time. Composers these days, I think, are they've turned a corner. And I mean, I find that Kenneth Fuchs is one of those who's able to have a completely unique and individual voice. He doesn't sound like he's copying anybody, but he's got a marked style. His style is elegant, sophisticated, beautiful, and charming and fun.
Sarah Ioannidis, conductor of the Spartanburg Philharmonic Orchestra, who's celebrating her 12th and final year with that ensemble, with the One Legacy season that opens this Saturday. Now that Maestro Ioannidis is rounding out her career with the SPO, I asked her to share some of her favorite memories over her almost 12-year-long tenure with the ensemble.
I have a couple of memories related to performing at the Zimmerli Amphitheatre in Barnett Park, because they've always been extremely special concerts, and we've not been able to have them consistently every year due to funding. And the year that we had it in the city was able to fund the concert and open its doors to everybody. It was basically a free event, and we had fireworks, and it was just such a special moment. It's also been, of course, many special moments with incredible guest artists, for example, George Lee, and Andreas Boyd, Vadim Glusman. You know, I remember conducting 2 days before my daughter was born, Beethoven Violin Concerto with Vadim Glusman, and, you know, who was just incredible because, you know, I was traveling the next day back to my home and I was not expecting to have a child so soon.
And these are just two of many memories that Maestro Ioannidis shared with me. Another favorite of hers is indicative of the type of impact she's had on the many disciplines represented in Spartanburg's artistic community.
Another really, really special time for me is when we did the Rite of Spring and we did the arts project. We did a basically countywide arts project with the schools where the kids were bringing their Rite of Spring into the art classes and painting and sculpting. And we had a couple of hundred of paintings and sculptures collected and photographs taken. And then we were able to get the final pieces into an exhibit on the wall in Chapman. Yeah, and we did this couple of years running. But the quality of the art produced by those kids was amazing. And the girl who won, and that vivid picture of the animal that was created to represent the Rite of Spring, it's just so vivid still. And so this was just a really special memory for me, having those artists together and celebrating, you know, youth and their connection with music.
Under Sarah's direction, the Spartanburg Philharmonic Orchestra also adopted Carnegie Hall's Link Up program that brings together students from all across the area. With all of this experience working with musicians young and old, and as a major proponent of music education, I asked her, what advice can you offer a young student interested in this art form and in this profession?
My advice would be to become as accomplished as you possibly can on your instruments, whatever those or that single instrument might be. That's really valuable. The more you can understand music by playing it, the better you'll be able to be a conductor and, you know, share your knowledge and experience of, because quite often the people who are in front of you, the level of musicianship, because it's an extremely, of course, complicated, competitive profession, you know, you need to be at least as good at some stage as they would have been at some stage, you know, so that you can really understand the issues and difficulties involved with the instruments, of which there are many instruments, and the more you can have an understanding of, the better.
And of course, as a child, Sarah studied not one, but four instruments. But most importantly, there's one major thing she'd want to impress on a young student interested in this career.
Certainly, you've got to have an intense passion for what you do to stick at it, because it's a very demanding and challenging, as there are many professions which are that way. But it is a tough business, you know, like competitive sports in a way. Certainly, I feel very, very lucky to be at the point where I am, and having now been conducting for 25 years, and many points through my career, I thought, okay, well, perhaps I'm not going to do this anymore. But I have. I've somehow always come back to it, and sometimes you need to take a break to be able to come back with the same amount of well, the energy and passion that you need to be able to get to the next step.
Maestro Sarah Ioannidis offering some insight into her just about 25-year-long conducting career. Now, of course, over this long career, she's witnessed a lot of change in the industry and beyond, and I asked her to share about some of this.
I have tried to be aware of the changes of not just the industry, but beyond it, and what we need to do to be able to stay relevant and valuable in the arts. For example, making collaborations and partnerships, making sure that classical music is not perceived as only for certain types of people or certain types of ages, you know. It's for everybody, and it should be for everybody. And the more we can break down those barriers and not be exclusive about it, the better.
And Sarah is no stranger to working in a seemingly exclusive environment. As a woman conductor, she's largely outnumbered by men. And as the classical music industry strives to close the gender gap, as it's been trying to do for the past decades, I asked Sarah to share candidly about her experience as a woman in this field.
I think these days more and more women are speaking up about the challenges that they have experienced, and certainly I've never been particularly shy to mention some of my challenges because, you know, they can be quite frustrating, you know, when somebody says something that is so inappropriate and you can't believe that they would say such a thing. I'm not talking about these days, I'm talking about 5-10 years ago. You know, definitely things have changed, and certainly it's even more surprising when you hear that there are still prejudiced, extremely prejudiced opinions out there as to women conducting, period. You know, women, they can't conduct, or they can't conduct this, or they should only conduct this. I mean, there's just been, you know, I have always tried to just tackle these situations without being prejudiced on that person themselves, you know, because, you know, sometimes that's the way humanity is. Until you see a woman president, you don't necessarily think it can happen, or it should happen, or it will, you know, etc. Sometimes barriers can only be broken down by, you know, this bit by bit, slowly, and, you know, it has been extremely slow for women conductors, and it just does seem to be speeding up rather a lot now, so I'm very happy about that.
Maestro Sarah Ioannidis, who ends her 12-year tenure as conductor of the Spartanburg Philharmonic Orchestra at the end of this season, which is appropriately titled One Legacy. The opening concert of that season is this Saturday, featuring music by Copland, Brahms, and Kenneth Fuchs. If you have a moment before that concert, I'll conduct a casual conversation, sort of interview with Sarah Pryor at 6:15 in the hall. Before we hear a recording of Sarah leading the SPO, I asked her, what does it mean to be leaving this musical and real-life home in Spartanburg?
This final season, I find it hard to believe it is my final season with the orchestra, but I feel as if those memories are going to be with me, as with what's to come, as what's gone by. Put those all together, and it's going to be such a wonderful set of memories and experience to take away. I'm looking forward to sharing some wonderful special concerts with the audience. You know, I'm very thankful for all of the wonderful people that have been there, and been there for me, and looking forward to this last season together, spending some fantastic times and pulling all those memories, just like what you're doing, you know, bringing forward those great memories of the past to the forefront, and sharing those good times. And, you know, I'm sure that the orchestra is going to rise to new heights as well this season. That's going to be very exciting.
The One Legacy season opens this Saturday at 7:30 with a pre-concert talk led by Sarah and me at 6:15. I'm Kate McKinney, and you're listening to Sonatas and Soundscapes here on South Carolina Public Radio. I thank Maestro Ioannidis for speaking with me, and I look forward to speaking with her again prior to this Saturday's concert. We'll hear the third movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 now. This is a recording from last year's season with Sarah Ioannidis leading the Spartanburg Philharmonic Orchestra. Thank you. Maestro Sarah Ioannidis leading the Spartanburg Philharmonic Orchestra in the final movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. Sarah begins her 12th and final season leading the SPO this Saturday. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Kate McKinney.